This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. It is now time for the Authors Page, a program where we tell you or tell you more about a Tennessee author. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Andre Norton was born Alice Mary Norton on February 17, 1912, in Cleveland, Ohio. She shaped modern science fiction and fantasy and influenced many young women to not only read those genres, which were considered mainly something that boys read, but to use their own imaginations to create worlds with female protagonists. Norton finished her first novel by the time she graduated from high school, but she was unable to attend college because it was during the Great Depression. So she went to work in the Cleveland Public Library system. Later, she landed a job with the Library of Congress, but continued to write whenever she could. Her characters were underdogs, those that others thought were useless, flawed, or non-heroic, as well as those put in impossible situations. Through their own efforts, prowess, and determination, these heroes excelled in their quests and became more than those who had scorned or beaten them down. Some of her more memorable characters were Native Americans, but she also created non-human characters, including many based on cats. In 1934, Norton legally changed her name to Andre on the advice of an agent who felt a male name would sell better. Due to health issues, Norton retired from the Library of Congress in 1950 and began to devote all of her time to writing. Her books were originally marketed to young adults, but were later reissued to the adult market as well. Her first science fiction hit was Starman's Son, 2250, published in 1952. Over the next 20 years, a multitude of science fiction novels, some standalone and others like the Time Trader series and Beastmaster series in sets of three or more novels, were published. When J.R.R. Tolkien published his Lord of the Rings series, Norton wrote a fantasy world of her own called the Witch World series that ended up with 24 novels and sets of shorter stories. It was so popular that other fantasy novelists wrote stories about this fantasy world. Failing health sent Norton to Florida later in life and then to Tennessee, where she set up a library and invited budding fantasy and science fiction writers to come learn and do research. She also collaborated near the end of her life with other authors, including Susan Schwartz, Sherwood Smith, and Jean Rabe. Norton died in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, on March 17, 2005. During her long life and career, she wrote over 130 books and received numerous awards, including the Grandmaster of Fantasy Award and the Nebula Grandmaster Award. She was also admitted into the Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers Hall of Fame and was the recipient of the World Fantasy Award for Life Achievement. Andre Norton has been proclaimed the Grand Dame of Science Fiction and Fantasy. Indeed, her reach was grand and lasting. Most of her books are still in print more than 10 years after her death. Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. You can find more information at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Authors Page. We love telling you stories.